The Burlington High School girls' soccer team is hoping for whiteout conditions when they take on rival South Burlington this Friday night. It's not because the Seahorses want the game canceled due to a blizzard, but rather they hope to see everyone in attendance wearing specially made white jerseys with a message about equal pay for women emblazoned on the front. Jessica Nordhaus is with the group Change the Story VT, an organization that works with a trio of other Vermont nonprofits to foster economic equality and security for women in Vermont. Her daughter Lydia plays for the Burlington High School team, and Jessica Nordhaus spoke with me about the girls' efforts, inspired by the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team's call for equal pay with the men.
They landed on this idea that it would be great to have a game under the lights where they invited the Greater Burlington Girls Soccer League to come attend and to have the whole stands filled with folks in white jerseys that say hashtag equal pay on the front.
And then I understand that if men want to buy the jersey, they don't have to pay more, but they're sort of being asked to. Why is that?
Well, they're being invited to pay $4.80 more for the jerseys. The set cost is $25. But we're asking men to consider rounding up in a symbolic effort to even out the wage gap. The wage gap in Vermont right now is 16 cents, which means that women make on average 84 cents to the dollar that men make. And we know that's for all women, but we know that the wage gap for women of color is much greater than that.
What's the response been like so far to this effort?
Oh, it's been tremendous. The team went out to solicit some sponsorship from local businesses to help buy their jerseys. They raised enough money in about 48 hours to cover their costs. We have over 425 orders for shirts right now. Our first batch has come in, and they look terrific. They are dry fit jerseys, so they're athletic jerseys, short sleeve, in white, and they have hashtag equal pay on the front, and then they have the Mighty Seahorse mascot on one sleeve and the Change the Story logo on the other sleeve.
Where will the money go once it's raised?
Because of the connection with the Greater Burlington Girls Soccer League, a lot of these girls played for GBGSL growing up, and they're really interested in connecting back with that league and providing some scholarships to help girls who might not otherwise be able to access that kind of activity. And what I love is that they're also thinking about ways that they as a team can mentor younger players. So they're talking about doing some clinics maybe for girls around the city and around the area. We know that young girls really look up to these older players, and it's just a terrific group of young women. They're really engaged, and they're great soccer players. They've had a terrific season.
And we should explain that GBGSL, the Greater Burlington Girls Soccer League, is a recreational league, and it's open to any girl in that region that wants to play soccer, sort of a stepping stone to get into maybe a higher level of soccer as you go through school. Is that right?
That's right. And the focus of the Greater Burlington Girls Soccer League, their age range is kindergarten through sixth grade. They have two seasons a year, so fall and spring. And it's very much focused on getting girls out in the field and playing with their friends, wearing cool soccer socks and coming up with great names for their team. And then at the end of each season, there's a big jamboree where there are pizza and dancing and soccer games. And it's really a nice way. I think the philosophy is about if you instill love of the game, that the skills and that kind of thing will come later.
And I do agree with you that the names are very creative. I will do a shout out to my own daughter's team, the Raging Blue Goats, who had a very, very good season this past fall.
Go Raging Blue Goats. Yep. I know that we don't keep score at GBGSL Mitch, but I'm sure they've been very successful.
They really had a wonderful time. And as you say, what it really is about is learning that love of soccer, getting out there also and becoming part of a team, learning how to play with others and getting that sense of camaraderie has really been amazing to see over the years.
It really has. And one of the nice things about it is a real focus on making sure that every girl has at least one friend on her team, which we know helps build confidence and a sense of fun. And it takes a whole lot of pitching in, but folks are really committed to it. So we've had girls from all over the city and the region who we've been able to get onto the field. And with the help of the high school girls, that's probably a good recruiting tool right there.
And as you say, these jerseys have not just been a hit with the girls.
That's right. The Burlington varsity boys team last Friday, wore them to warm up and surprised us. We didn't know this, but they were wearing them under their game jerseys. So after they scored a goal, they came running over and lifted up their game jerseys, and their equal pay shirts were underneath, which was pretty cool.
I guess ultimately it would be really also pretty cool if Megan Rapinoe and some of the members of the U.S. Women's National Team got a gander at these jerseys, huh?
Right, wouldn't it? Yep. I think that the girls' soccer team has been tagging them, hopefully.
That's Jessica Nordhaus with Change the Story VT. And for information on that organization and how to purchase your own equal pay soccer jersey, you can visit our website, vpr.org.